When it comes to helping the homeless, an opening in Melbourne today aims to be a game changer. Osnum House is the biggest and boldest support centre for the homeless Australia's ever seen, but not all experts are convinced the new all-inclusive service model will work. Social affairs correspondent Norman Hermont reports.
On a side entrance to a 10-storey building in North Melbourne, Jan is touring what's billed as a homelessness super centre. Osnum House has 134 rooms.
Ninth floor.
Including 26 permanent apartments on the top floors for the over 50s. Many of those will go to women like Jan, who was homeless for several months last year.
Well, this would have been wonderful to have been able to move into. It's somewhere somebody can feel safe, secure, and feel like perhaps there's a opportunity to move on with their lives.
So we're heading into the learning and tech hub.
Stephanie Fennell from Vincent Care shows off some of Osnum House's very modern features, including Wi-Fi access and digital storage for personal data on computers and phones.
People often aren't able to carry their personal documents, say like a birth certificate for identity, so we want to make it easy and safe for people to store those documents.
And they go up.
And they go up in the cloud.
Wow, big luggage room.
There's also lots of old-fashioned storage, and that impresses Gary Leocurius. He stayed in the old Osnum House, built in the 40s, after living in his car. It's crucial, he says, for homeless clients to have somewhere to keep their possessions.
You need a safe place, you know. You can't just drop your things by a tree and hope that nobody takes it, because the world doesn't work that way.
$47 million from Vincent Care, the Victorian government and big charity donors has also paid for a medical clinic with dental care, a library, a gym, and a cafe. But housing and homelessness professor Guy Johnson of RMIT says there's no guarantee those extensive wraparound services will produce better outcomes.
No matter what service intervention you design, there's always the same logjam, and that's where do people go when the intervention ends? If there's no housing, where do they go? And often, they just cycle around the system.
Wow, no more shared bathroom. Shower, toilet.
Gary Leocurius knows what he thinks, that this place will help others turn their lives around like he did.
I doubt you'll find a homeless person say, I want to be homeless. I want to live in the streets. I want to live in my car. Places like this give people hope.
It's Osnum House resident Gary Leocurius ending Norman Hermont's report.